From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution Saturday endorsing a ceasefire deal in Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. representative to the UN Council. She said it must make sure the ceasefire holds before giving its full endorsement to the peace plan.
We have voted in favor of this resolution because it strikes the right balance, cautious optimism and support, predicated on hope, but tempered by a realistic need to wait to see how this arrangement is implemented before casting the full weight of the Security Council behind it.
Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Conflict monitors said warplanes were pounding rebel-held villages and towns northwest of Damascus in the strategically important Barada Valley. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had no immediate reports of casualties, but that the area had been hit multiple times since Friday. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings hit a central Baghdad market on Saturday. The twin attacks hit the Al-Sinak market, which sells car accessories, food and clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. Iraqi officials say minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden belt, the second one struck amid the crowd that had gathered. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News.